Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvajakacharya Asatar Sata Sri Sri Madhus Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Dwarka Dham Ki Jai, Gangamayi Ki Jai, Yamunamayi Ki Jai, Srimati Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Gaura Premananda, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9, Text 36. Gyato Ham Bhavata Tvadya Durvigyayo Api Dehinam Yam Mam Tvam Manyase Yuktam Bhutendriya Gunatmabhihi Gyatoham Bhavata Tvadya Durvigyayo Pidehinam Yanmam Tvam Manyase Yuktam Bhutendriya Gunatmabhihi Gyatoham Bhavata Tvadya Durvigyayo Pidehinam Yanmam Tvam Manyase Yuktam Bhutendriya Gunatmabhihi Gyatoham Bhavata Tvadya Durvigyayo Pidehinam Yanmam Tvam Manyase Yuktam Bhutendriya Gunatmabhihi Yatoham Bhavata Tvadya Yugeo Deinam Yanmam Tvam Manyase Yuktam Indriya Gunatmabhi Yatoham Bhavata Tvadya Durvigyayo Pidehinam Yanmam Tvam Manyase Yuktam Indriya Gunatmabhi Vaishnavis. Yatoham Bhavata Tvadya Durvigyayo Pidehinam Yanmam Tvam Manyase Yuktam Bhutendriya Gunatmabhi Gyataha known Aham myself Bhavata by you to but Adya today Duhu difficult Vigyaha to be known Api in spite of Dehinam for the conditioned soul. Yet because Mam me Tvam you Manyase understand Ayuktam without being made of Bhuta material elements, Indriya, material senses, Guna, material modes, Atmabhihi, and false ego like the conditioned soul. Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Although I am not easily knowable by the conditioned soul, you have known me today because you know that my personality is not constituted of anything material, and specifically not of the five gross and three subtle elements. Purport. Knowledge of the Supreme Absolute Truth does not necessitate negation of the material manifestation, but understanding of spiritual existence as it is. To think that because material existence is realized in forms, therefore spiritual existence must be formless, is only a negative material conception of spirit. The real spiritual conception is that spiritual form is not material form. Brahma appreciated the eternal form of the Lord in that way, and the personality of Godhead approved of Brahma's spiritual conception. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord condemned the material conception of Krishna's body, which arises because he is apparently present like a man. The Lord may appear in any of his many, many spiritual forms, but he is not materially composed, nor has he any difference between body and self. That is the way of conceiving the spiritual form of the Lord. Om Gyanatimurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the topic here is seeing the spiritual form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Is that better? Thank you. So, you know, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in, you know, the first line of the purport that this process of trying to negate material existence isn't really necessary in order to understand the form of the Lord. There is this method mentioned in the Vedic literature of neti neti. You know, if you can look at, say, your own body and then say, okay, I am not this hand, I am not this foot, I am not this or that, then you eventually come, what's left is the I, which is aham brahmasmi. It's the spirit soul, dehinosmi yata dehe. Within the body, there is the spirit self, the jiva soul. So in a similar way, sometimes the impersonalists, they try to understand the absolute truth in that way. Neti, neti, not this, not this. But you never wind up finding out what it is by that method. And I was reading, you know, one of Srila Prabhupada's lectures, the transcripts of his lectures, and he was saying, if they're going to say, if they're monist, which the impersonalists are, they say everything is one, then how can they even talk about not this, not this? You know, the absolute truth, Brahman being not this, not this. That means there's something else. So he says it's kind of illogical to proceed in that way. Of course, sometimes that is that method of not this, not this is helpful for partial realization of the absolute truth. Just like in this verse that's being mentioned, that the reason Krishna is pleased with Lord Brahma is that he is understanding that Krishna's personality is not, you know, Boomer apa nala vayu kam mana buddha eva cha ahankara tma bina prakrita ashtada. He's appreciating that Brahma is thinking or accepting that Krishna's personality is not earth, not air, not fire, not water, not mind, intelligence, or false ego. So there is some partial value in that neti-neti kind of procedure. And even in material life, people talk about that. In Western philosophy, it's called the via negativa. And it originally started with, you know, Western Judeo-Christian theology. They were trying to define God in terms of what God is not. God is not this, not that. And they tend to arrive at some impersonal concept similar to the Mayavadis in the Vedic culture. But this, Srila Prabhupada explained in one of his conversations how this neti-neti process is something that people in ordinary life engage in. You know, they may choose a president, and then they decide, oh, we don't like this guy. And then they choose somebody else, and then they don't like that. You know, they keep trying to make some material adjustment and say, no, not this, not this. He said there's a constant tendency towards revolution, you know, where they say, no, we don't accept this. And then they make something, and then they decide again, no, not this. And because they don't know what the right thing really is, they never arrive at a satisfactory point that makes everyone happy. That only comes from knowing positively what the absolute truth is. So Krishna is congratulating Lord Brahma for recognizing what his real form is. So it's something that is beyond the ability of the material mind and senses to perceive. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Graham Indrayai Sevan Mukhe Jivadao Swayam Eva Svarat Yada. Stated that Krishna's name, form, pastimes, associates, they're not accessible by the Graham Indrayai, the gross, blunt, material senses. But by the process of devotional service, beginning with the tongue, it says, Sevan Mukhe Jiva Dao. By devotional service beginning with the tongue, Krishna gradually becomes revealed in all of his aspects to the aspiring devotee. But Krishna also gives us some concession in appearing in forms that are visible to our present senses in order to give us the opportunity to serve him, like in the form of the Archa-Vigraha, the deity form of the Lord. Krishna makes himself available to our blunt material senses so that they can become purified by the process of devotional service. We actually have spiritual senses, but at the present moment they're covered. It's just a question of Sarva Pati Vinir Muktam Tatpara Traina Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchite. This is the definition of devotional service: serving the Lord of the senses with our purified senses. And we can tell we're purified when sarvopati, when all false identifications are given up. The main one being, I am this material body. And more subtly, I am this material mind or intelligence, false ego. All these things, I am American, I am Russian, I am black, I am white, I am human. These things have to be given up. And on that platform, it's possible to perceive the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are other ways in which Krishna makes himself accessible to us in our current state, where our spiritual senses aren't fully reawakened. One of them being the conception of the Virat Rupa, or the universal form, understanding the universe itself to be a manifestation of the form of God. Srila Prabhupada gives an example in some of his lectures that sometimes if you see somebody's car, like if you see Bhrigupati riding in his car, then you just see the car, and there you say, well, there's Bhrigupati, or Swavas, or Archita, you know, they have their car. So you see the car, you don't see the person. You say, oh, there's Archita, or there's Bhrigupati, or Swavas, or someone. So that is another way in which Krishna makes himself accessible. And then through different features of nature, different opulent features of nature, Krishna makes some of his qualities apparent. Rasoham apsu kantaya prabhasmi sasi suryayo. I am the taste of water. I am the light of the sun and the moon. So in so many ways, Krishna makes himself available. He gives concessions to us in our present condition so that we have some access to him in terms of our senses, especially seeing. In the present culture, we put a lot of emphasis on seeing. But Srila Prabhupada would often say, what good is your seeing? We turn off all the lights and you can't see anything. So sometimes And he said, sound is a better way of perceiving. Like we're told to be shastra chakshush, to see Krishna, to see the absolute truth, to see spiritual reality, to see through the eye of shastra, which is sound vibration that has been recorded in the form of literature. And the instructions that Narada Muni gives to Vyasadeva about, you know, writing the Srimad Bhagavatam, he explains that the Lord is called Mantra Murti, that the Lord is actually, you know, his form is manifest as mantra. And of course, in Lord Chaitanya's movement, we have appreciation of that, that Krishna is non-different from his holy name, especially in the form of the Hare Krishna mantra. So the Lord is actually present in sound vibration. So these are some of the things that I was contemplating in reading this verse and purport. Oh, another thing I wanted to mention was, like, this neti-neti process, it's also can be helpful in ordinary life in this way, that if you give up the bad things, it's helpful for attaining the positive things. And that's why we have our regulative principles. And even in things like sports, say like the game of football, some of the coaches will say, the main thing isn't to have the best play, or it's to avoid the mistakes. Don't fumble the ball, don't get penalties. That's how you lose, by accumulating negative inputs. So it's good to try to eliminate the negativities from one's life. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any question or comment? Prabhupati.
What would you, thank you for a very interesting class. What would you say would be the equivalent of fumbling the ball for devotees, you know, practically speaking? What are the things that you feel we should avoid, the mistakes?
Well, there's the 10 offenses to the holy name. There's the regular principles, the don'ts. Atyahara prayasas cha. Don't over-collect, you know, huge amounts of money that isn't being used in Krishna's service. Don't engage in over-endeavor for material things that are difficult to attain. Niyamagraha, don't neglect the rules and regulations, but don't become overly attached to them either, so that one simply becomes a fanatic without understanding the purpose behind them. Yeah, so there are those six things to avoid, and probably many of the problems that anyone faces are probably due to, you know, one of those things that should be avoided. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.